everybody's phones on loud as possible.
Manny Fresh here. Welcome, guys. Local programming podcast, Murphy.
Mr. T Experience. Some fucking feral cat.
We're here with the...
Hey, feral cat, you want to join us?
Getting to be not so special guest.
Yeah. Reoccurring. I'm like that little bastard stepchild.
The inside joke.
The inside joke.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Manny.
And we have a newly... guest, new guest.
A newly guest.
A guy. Newlywed.
Hi, it's Nene Palacio here.
A.K.A.
A.K.A. Big Hairy Ginger.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nate, in excruciating detail.
Oh, so you want the sad stuff?
Yeah, we want the long story.
Well, I haven't had a job for almost a year. I just got a job. I had back surgery the 1st of January. It was actually the 6th of January, after my back completely went out from 3 herniated discs. And yeah, I've just been recuperating from that bullshit. Was on a walker for 3 months. Now I'm rocking that pimp stick. Got me a little black cane. That's about it for right now.
Nene Walker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is it true that pimping ain't easy?
It's not. I've been broke, bro. There ain't no hoes want to work for me.
You ain't your hoes no mo.
You have a cane, but do you have the right hat to go with it? That's the question.
No, I do not.
No. You need a pimp hat.
I don't think I'm dark enough.
I'm sure Marcelo could probably track you one down at like Fias Paredes or something.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah. Where he got his
like $20 beats.
Where he got his fucking like 7X white satin suit.
That's hey, you're so jealous, Travis. Hey, you know you are.
Rocket no, for I think Halloween. It's hilarious.
You know you want this.
No, I mean, I'm not making fun of it. I'm making fun of them.
I got to tailor the bitch though. It's super big. The pants, at least. It's really weird.
MC Hammer parachute pants.
Yeah, big time. I mean,
seriously,
I hate how they make big people clothes.
It's a fucking white satin suit that would fit him and then some. Fit him and Manny.
So it can fit me and you.
Probably. Yeah. We can have a potato sack.
And how much did you pay for it?
I think after tax it was like 20-something bucks.
Yeah. Legit. A whole white suit.
Yeah. Suit. Yeah. Fucking suit.
What I was going to say, though...
it's going to cost more to get dry cleaned.
I fucking hate how they make big people clothes, though, because...
Why is that?
It'll be good, like, on your thighs, and then, like, lengthwise... Forget about
you're it. You're fucked. Too long, too short.
It's like somebody on stilts is fucking wearing these pants.
I know how it is.
Yeah. The problem I have is like they make big tall, they make big clothes and they make tall clothes. They don't do a good job of both.
No, that's the
problem I run into.
So it's big.
I have
tall.
To buy the tall because I want the tall here where I want it in the waist thigh area, and then I get the fucking.
Excuse me, sir. Please belch into
giant.
The mic.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure they all go into the mic from now on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
it's encouraged.
We need that in the podcast.
The tree does not enjoy belching as much as the mic does.
But yeah, what a deal. Anyways,
thank you,
moving on. So anything else you want to add about yourself, Nate? Since we were into your introduction there.
I started a YouTube channel 3 months ago. 4 months ago, I believe.
What's it called?
Fishing Nate 928.
Spell that out for us.
Fishing Nate space. IN928. Got some good stuff on there. Fishing for a lot of carp lately and some bass.
Yeah, so the whole channel is dedicated to fishing?
Yeah.
That's it.
And a little bit fishing. Of cooking every now and then.
On your channel there's cooking?
Yeah, just
cooking the fish that you catch?
Haven't done any fish yet. I did some dove when I went dove hunting.
Oh, okay. And you film yourself shooting the dove?
Yeah, I got a video on there going out dove hunting with a few buddies.
Okay.
Knocking them birds out of the sky. Made some delicious wrapped bacon, or dove wrapped in bacon.
Oh. Have you ever eaten pigeon?
I have yet to see any pigeons out there flying when the dove are flying.
Oh, then it's
the closest
that.
Thing I came to eating a pigeon this year was those Eurasian doves. But it's all pretty good.
You have fun doing all that?
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite type of hunting? The dove, the fishing? Man.
Jackrabbit.
Man.
Hunting man. The man bear pig.
Man bear pig. Oh, yeah. I would say, I'd have to say fishing. Fishing you can do all year. Dove hunting only comes twice out of the year. Then I was hoping to do javelina last year, but we didn't get to do that since my back went out.
I heard that's pretty fun.
I still haven't yet to do it yet.
When was the last time you went fishing, Marcelo?
I've only been fishing once ever, and that was like deep in Mexico.
Come on, bro.
Like deep sea fishing?
No, like just deep in Mexico.
I use the same tactics.
Just regularly on a boat.
Use that Cuban yo-yo.
What is a Cuban yo-yo?
It's a hand fishing rig. No reel, just straight line. Got 15-pound test on there, pulling in carp.
So simple. Would you call yourself like a really good fisherman? Or?
I'd have to say I'm an okay fisherman. For carp, I'd probably say I'm really good at that. So I'd probably say maybe pro level for carp.
There's different levels for each fish?
I would believe so.
You can't just be an all-around?
Nah, you just can't be all-around.
No. Each fish has a different technique, or?
I would say bass. They go for live bait before, but I've caught most of my bass this year on lures, mostly wacky rig. That's hooking a plastic worm through the middle of the worm and letting it flop around and letting it drop back down on the water.
Oh, not all fish are attracted by that?
Nah. Oh. Like catfish, you need a bait with a strong scent, or I would have to say maybe some night crawlers or something.
Have you gotten noodling?
No, nah. I would try that, but I'd probably only try it around here in Yuma. I'd feel safer than going to, like, Louisiana and getting my arm ripped off by a goddamn snapping turtle.
Here you just got to worry about the pacus
occasionally. What, a pacu? What is a pacu?
Think of a piranha, except instead of, like, the razor blade-ass teeth, they just have, like, human teeth.
They're the ones that you can buy at PetSmart.
Yeah.
And they get too big for your tank, and you just release them out here in Colorado.
Or in the canals.
Like, I was out fishing, like, last month, and I keep seeing these.
Are they notorious for biting people, or what?
They call them testicle biters.
What? They'll bite your balls? Yes. Wait, like,
have you ever been bitten
in the balls?
A pacu? No.
Yeah, a pacu?
Two. Not yet.
Sounds like a little gangster fish.
Right?
A little hood one.
little Filipino gangster fish.
I believe this is the one that was caught here that keeps showing up as a file photo because they caught some in New Jersey.
Oh,
recently.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
they got those.
It was in the canal, a couple miles east of the college.
And I also saw something on.
Holy shit!
I think it was River Monsters or National Geographic, where they were looking for those somewhere on the East Coast. Yeah. And there's a pretty big lake that I guess they can survive in so cold the water there. But there's a certain part of the lake where warm water runs in through it from some geyser, and they're found, like, a lot of them are found in that area.
Pacu. It's fucked up.
Have you trouble there?
Yeah, that is, that was the one that was found in Yuma.
Where was that found at?
It was right around where Highway 95 crosses the, what is it, the Gila Gravity Canal, right there before Fortuna.
Highway 95 kitchen.
Oh, okay. I've been over there before.
I think they can grow up to 3 feet and 44 pounds.
God damn.
God damn it, can you quit playing with that fucking thing?
Is it bothering you?
Yes. Come on, Britney Spears, knock me. It off.
Well, I'm trying to drink and wear this thing at the same time. It's not really working out.
So where you can drink?
That's one I can't
put it
find.
On the side, who?
Trying.
Bring like a fucking straw next time. Right,
come on, bro, you don't have to be fancy. You're drinking out of the tall can.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah. Take a drink.
Just bring a straw like Marcelo next time.
I think I could do this now.
What are you drinking at, Marcelo?
I don't know. Some shit. I wanted Dr. Pepper and this shit came out.
What's that shit?
I don't even know what it is. I think it's Coke.
You think it's Coke?
Wow.
Well,
I always thought you were like big on like tasting it right away.
Yeah.
To make sure it was the right thing.
All the time.
I didn't really care.
All about quality control, right?
Come on, you could have dumped it out.
I didn't even care.
What happened, man?
What?
You don't care?
I said, fuck it, man. Mystery soda.
I used to work at Circle K. I know how it goes down there.
Yeah.
This box right here.
Yeah, I know how they don't.
Would you have felt guilty if you would have dumped that out?
No. Oh, hell no, dude. I dump those shits out all the time.
Did you realize it was something different before?
No. It wasn't until I got my car. I took a drink. I was like, fuck it. It didn't taste like shit, so I said, fuck it.
It just tastes like caca.
Just tastes kind of like shit.
Marcello in the high bar for flavor.
Chocolate
pudding. It didn't taste like shit, so I said, fuck it.
I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck. It was free, so I don't care.
He did not give two fucks about it.
That's like going to Mexico and saying she doesn't have a cesarean scar.
It happens.
Kinda. Is there a story there?
Please tell.
No, I still have yet to go to the strip clubs in Mexico.
Really?
Liar. Yes.
Oh, man.
Never been.
That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
For 18-year-olds.
Yeah, I know, but.
It's either second boob.
Yeah.
What?
A second boob?
Second boob.
Was that where you got your second boob at?
Never mind. Let's let that one go.
Nope. We're going to open that can of worms.
There's
a
story there you don't want to tell. You might as well show us the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. It was a joke, guys. Never mind. I want to explain.
See
what happens when you have to explain the joke? Especially to Travis, the humorless adult.
Yeah. Thank you. We needed that.
You're welcome.
Are the gloves coming out?
No, that was the last one that was the last episode we recorded out in the yard.
Oh.
This fucker ended up covered in mud and.
Oh, yeah, mud bogging. With booty chaga. Yeah, Daniel's trying to wild out again.
Butt rage all over the place.
He wanted another eye busted.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, Daniel. You were supposed to be here last week.
Yeah, Butrago, I haven't seen you. Where you at?
You piece of caca.
We fucking hate you, Daniel.
Nah, we don't hate you. We just dislike you.
We hate you a lot.
You looking for something?
So what you guys got going on for Halloween?
Diz nuts.
This motherfucker.
hopefully not working.
Oh, shit. When do we find out?
The Sunday.
Yeah.
What day does that fall on? Is that a Saturday?
Saturday.
I might have to work overtime.
Why?
Make that extra money.
Hmm.
That's a big ass cat.
Make that extra cheddar. Skrilla.
That cash.
Excuse me.
What you drinking there? Red House? Ice House?
Red House.
I only had $2, so I got me an ice house.
Roadhouse? What is that?
Yeah.
Roundhouse kicking a can.
It's always by Chuck Norris and shit. Chuck Norris beer?
I would drink it.
What? That Roadhouse?
No. The shit's good. Smooth.
If Chuck Norris had a beer called Roadhouse.
Shit beer?
Oh, it's just regular ass.
It's like bottom of the barrel.
Watered down
Bud Light.
American Bud Light.
That's good though.
Yeah,
I never heard of it. Job done.
Speaking of shit beer, have you guys heard? I guess it's been out for a couple of years, but I didn't know about it. Rogue makes a beard beer that actually is brewed with yeast from their brewmaster's beard.
Ew.
That is disgusting.
How's it taste?
I wouldn't fucking know.
Well, I just shaved off my beard, but if I drink that, I wonder it'd help me grow a thicker beard.
You get superpowers.
A frothy beard.
Or I'd get some nasty-ass yeast infection from somebody else.
One or the other. Which do you want, sir? Which do you want?
A glorious beard.
Oh, I thought he was going for the fart noise already.
Oh, he's searching for it. Look at that face.
No, it's on favorites. It's right at the top.
Look at that face. Look at that face.
Now he's venting.
He looks like he has gulps.
I was telling Gora I want him to do a Majin Buu for Halloween.
What?
I was telling Gordo last time I wanted him to do Majin Buu for Halloween.
That'd be awesome. Do it.
Right?
Come on. Let's hear your best Majin Buu impression.
Find me in the costume and I'll wear it,
Manny. I'll just spray paint you all pink.
Let's hear that Majin Buu impression.
I'll put some pantyhose on your head, spray paint that too.
All right, let's do it.
Hey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You can dress up at work.
Shit, I'll get some cake fondant. I'll make you look good, man.
You can rub some cake on him?
Get some cake fondant, add some pink in that.
Just let me know when and where.
Where is this party going
to
be at?
You have to be Majin Buu for like a few days unless you jump in a pool and let that shit dissolve.
I can pull it off for a couple of days. Make a weekend out of it.
I just want to stop dancing.
Some bad visuals there.
So what's going on, gents? What we got going on this weekend?
I don't fucking know.
I want to go out and go have a few brewskis at the Pint House. Because I haven't been there for I don't know how long.
It's all right. It's not too bad. The food's pretty good.
I miss the beer there.
The brewskis.
Some voodoo. Been wanting me a voodoo. Tastes like coffee. Shit's delicious.
Are you sending a telegram there?
SOS, help. Jimmy fell down the well. Help.
Do you guys know Morse code?
Yeah.
Not enough of it. Do you know Morse code?
You kind of strike me as a survivalist, Nate.
Yeah, but I'm a one-person survivalist, and maybe my girlfriend and my family and a few dogs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the Wild Wilds.
Just like the Bear Central guns and knives and shit.
Hell yeah.
Guns, knives, and dogs.
Be living off fish for a few
guns,
years.
Guns, knives, and maybe a little rockets. Some missiles.
I ain't that crazy about
Gotta
it. Gotta
defend
I'm not
myself
worried.
Against North Korea.
I'd go over there and party.
To North Korea?
Hell yeah.
Why?
What if they don't want you there, though?
Then that's their loss, because I'll just leave.
Isn't that going to be kind of an awkward party?
Nah.
Everybody just staring.
They'll be like, oh, fat boy, you want to eat? Sure, why not?
What she got? Wait, is it North Korea or South Korea, like, where they don't have shit?
North Korea.
North Korea. Oh, yeah, that sounds shitty, then. Why would you want to
go? Didn't you watch the interview?
What interview? Oh, yeah, yeah.
The movie.
With
Seth Rogen and
what's his name? Yeah, Seth Rogen.
What interview?
What interview?
What interview? What interview? Yeah, I have referring to what Manny said. What interview?
I hate you.
What interview?
That's true. It came out during that window that Manny wasn't seeing movies much.
Yeah.
What?
I still haven't watched any movies, really. I've been on.
Man, it's on Netflix, man. You want to borrow my code?
I might have to.
It's like $6 at Hastings.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only if it's $5.89.
It was all right. I liked it.
Yeah.
It
you know, good. I watched it. It was cool for what it was. I laughed a few times.
Did you buy your Star Wars tickets yet?
No, hell no.
No, but I saw the trailer yesterday, and it looks amazing.
Hopefully, it'll be
amazing.
I'm
going to have to see about getting some tickets when I get my first paycheck on Friday.
Yeah. When does it come out?
Christmas.
December 18th.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's why I
ran
the corner.
18th, 19th, 20th, somewhere in there.
Mm.
It's like Christmas week.
I think it's like the 19th.
Damn, this year flew by.
It looks amazing, though.
I hope so.
Have you not seen the trailer?
I have.
You don't like to have your beer inside the brown bag?
He likes his beers penniless.
I ain't driving right now, so it's fine.
Oh, you only
I don't have to hide
my
shamefulness.
You don't do it as like a ghetto koozie, you know?
Nah.
No, okay.
Because I keep thinking I'm going to set it down and it's going to fall over on the table and spill everywhere.
Oh, because you can't see the positioning of the bottle?
Yes.
Oh.
It bugs me.
What else bugs you, Nate? In life?
What really grinds your gears?
A lot
kind
of goddamn things.
Do you not like that people do?
Slow ass drivers, snowbirds, people that don't know how to drive, people that are texting while they're driving and not paying attention. Manny's over here falling asleep.
Yeah.
Nah, you guys are talking about keep your eyes closed. I'm trying to kill those bugs.
Manny's just trying to relax.
You know what I want to see?
Manny's here for the ambiance.
I think you guys need to do a live show with Manny and Batrago go at it. That's something that I would pay money to see.
That would have to be straight up video, though.
Yeah.
I don't see that being successful with just audio.
We'll do it in a green screen. We'll have a city in the background.
That could be an idea, though, to have you guys go at it like live.
But like just to keep it clean, style. We won't have any
hype it all up.
Yeah, yeah. Hype just it up and it'll
the weigh-ins and everything.
It'll be better than the Mayweather fight. I tell you that much. So
I'm gonna kill you, son. I'm gonna get
better.
Your family.
We can do it live. We can do it live on Periscope or something.
We can charge everyone 25 cents to tune in.
GoFundMe for Daniel Batrago's
for his
hospital bill?
No. The GoFundMe would be to buy him the ice pop afterward.
The ice pop.
The
popsicle. I'll provide that free of charge.
Okay. Well, then we use the other money for advertisement and such.
And such.
I'll say the Uber to send his ass home.
I ain't driving him home this time.
Fuck that. Yuma City cab.
I like when he was here, we were like, he's like, I'm too drunk or something. Who's going to take me home? There was a nice pause, and then someone says, Uber. I don't even think Uber will pick your ass up. You hear that?
Yeah.
The people talking in the background?
My ears went up.
Fucking rude asses.
Where?
Keep that conversation down, please.
Where? I didn't even see any people. Oh, they're there.
So tell us more about
she's on the phone.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Dalton and Manny. You know it's Manny's.
Oh, yeah. That's Manny's predecessor. I think Manny's learned his moves from that man.
I watch that every day before work.
I still haven't seen Manny rip anybody's throat out yet.
Nah, that's a lot of paperwork.
I don't think he has his man fingers yet.
You know
that.
About the Bum Slayer, right? The Legend of the Bum Slayer?
Yeah, I do. Okay. The Main Street edition? Yeah. Yeah. I know those stories. I worked there for long enough.
Handed down, you know, generation to generation. But I mean, here he is, the living legend. Like, people don't realize that he's only, you know,
kicking out. How old you are? Kicking out Madonna Christ. Madonna Christ, if you're hearing this,
fucking devil.
You need to quit putting curses on people.
Oh, that lady was so weird.
Maybe that's why my back went out.
Ooh, nice breeze.
I think that lady legally changed her name to Madonna Christ.
No, I've asked my mom if she's ever heard of that lady, and my mom said that her family used to be a well-off family here, and then
she did some meth and fucking lost it.
It either could have been that, or somebody could have passed away, and it could have had like a dramatic effect on her.
I don't know. That bitch crazy, though.
Supposedly, she's loaded.
Loaded on fucking smack.
You mean like stoked? Like stoked on heroin?
No, she's got money
she's loaded,
in the bank.
I get it.
She's crazy. She's calmed down. Last time I saw her, like I was like, hey, you gonna be cool? And she's like, yeah. She looked like she was like medicated. Like she's all.
Maybe she found some marijuana.
I don't think it was weed, dude. I think she was on some like pills.
Well, didn't she say she had a boyfriend?
No, I had never seen her with a
would
man.
Would you be her
somebody
boyfriend?
Said that she
no,
had a
I would not be her man.
At all, ever?
Never.
I got news for
she
you,
she have
kids.
A little wolf pussy above
that's
her lips.
Legal fucking name.
Oh,
I
you
told
looked
you,
it up?
Dude,
see?
I told you she changed it, too, because I saw her ID. I didn't fucking believe her.
What did you look her up on?
Is it show her picture?
No, I'm on azcourts.gov.
How old is she?
She's like 60, fucking 50.
No, she's got to be, I would say, 60s or 50s.
Give an exact year.
Like 56.
I'll say
like how old she is, not what year she was born. Oh, how old is she?
Fucking.
I'm gonna say she's
how old
at
are
the
witches?
Oldest. I'm gonna say 68.
63.
62 years old.
Oh, sorry, Manny's dead on. 63 years
old.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, she's still a young one.
Yep.
She might have some tread left on those tires,
fucking
Manny. If you're interested,
sugar mama.
62 years old.
63
tread left on the tires.
Well, she's only a year older than Travis, so.
Fuck you.
Wait.
So she has that going for him.
I think I'm older than Travis.
No, Travis is older than me. 62, dog. You're 28.
I think I'm the youngest here, so yes.
Yeah.
You little spring chicken.
I'm 25.
Yeah, you're the youngest.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's,
try to stay young.
She's currently on probation for shoplifting and a failure to appear. Connected to
I
that.
Wouldn't doubt it, man. Stealing some crosses and shit.
I remember one time I was down there fishing at Castle Park. And I'm just sitting there tossing a lure.
Is that code talk?
No, I was just sitting there tossing a lure in the water, seeing what I'd get. And
she came with some fish in her mouth.
I'm sitting on the other side facing the Colorado River, and I see her ass Well, I heard some noises, and then I see
like
her
she was bathing,
just appear out of the toolies with her luggage. And I was like, oh, God, I hope she doesn't come talk to me.
Oh, God.
And I was like, maybe she's going to come try to, like, stick me with, like, a shit knife or something.
A shit so knife?
I racked my 22, and I put one in the chamber just in case.
You would have shot her if she came up to you?
Yeah, because I don't have time for that, bro.
Yeah, he's fishing. Leave him alone.
Hey, it's 15 feet deep there. Somebody could have just tossed her in there.
She could have accidentally fell
into
with
the
bullet wound to her head. Nobody will mind.
Hey, honestly, I wouldn't blame her for shooting her. She is pretty cray cray.
Well, yeah. How many times have you thrown her out of the theater?
A lot.
Oh, what about that? What about that hot crazy that's always downtown?
What's hot crazy?
You remember hot crazy?
No, I don't.
Tell us about hot crazy.
Tell me about hot crazy.
What's I forgot a Barbie man?
Fucking wigs, bro. This like crazy crackhead chick that always we call her crackhead Barbie.
I was working box one day.
I love the tag team.
This lady walks up, and I just look at her. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go again. And she's like, sir, what do you have playing? And I told her like 5 times, the movie times are right here. And she kept asking me, what do you have playing? And I said, ma'am, the times are right here. And I took it off and I gave it to her. And I said, can you step aside? No, she didn't step aside. I ended up getting like a line of like 5, 6 people. And I kept getting a little bit bigger. And she's just standing there like smacking the shit out of some gum. Like she's such a dick in alley. And then she finally picks her ticket, and she goes inside and was like, thank God.
What did she pick?
I have no clue what it was. Okay, it was some big movie that was out where there was a whole bunch of people at.
Okay.
Wasn't that the time we kicked her out? Or you kicked her out for spitting on the seat?
What the fuck?
I think it was that time.
Probably. Something stupid.
She couldn't spit on the ground like everybody else?
Right.
A customer came and told an usher that she was hawking loogies on the seat and making noise and being disruptive. And then she came outside and she wanted a refund. And I told her no refunds. And then she got all crazy. And then Manny talked to her, but I don't think Manny remembers.
I said, hey, you just got to go.
Then he slayed her and it started raining.
No, I didn't slay her.
I think after like the 50th kick.
They were out behind the theater and you heard that gum smacking again.
They all kind of like, you know, blend together in all the roundhouse kicks that he's given downtown.
I've yet to roundhouse kick someone.
Got out of this trusty popcorn bucket with a hole in the bottom.
Oh, reliable gaffer's table hole.
With extra butter inside the popcorn bucket. Yeah.
Ooh.
No, he puts like a tunnel so he doesn't get like the grease on his dick. There's like a whole fucking
no,
like,
trust me, Manny would have wanted on there. Hey, more yeah, flavor, damn. Lasts longer.
Who are we talking about? What's going on, man?
Your girl Barbie, man.
Oh, that's your girl, man. She come and talk, sweet talk you. Hey, Nasty Nate, how you doing in box?
Get away from me, bitch.
Would you be doing better if I was
and
in
she always, like,
you?
Wore all these different types of wigs and
yeah,
fuck,
like,
dude.
every time I've seen her, she had, like, a blonde wig, a brunette wig, a brown wig.
She
I don't even know if she had any hair.
And then she got knocked up and walking around.
Oh, no, yeah. That was when she first started coming into the theater, before she acted a lot crazy. She was okay crazy right then. She didn't cause nothing. Then after she had that baby, she got a lot more crazy.
What you sipping on, Gordo?
Like I said,
Mystery Polar Pop.
Mystery Cola.
He's sipping on that Yayo mixed with that Jack Daniels.
Let Travis put some tequila in there.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll do some plastic bottle tequila shots right now.
Get it.
Right?
Be like, baby, come pick me up. I got a headache.
Hey, go get it. That's shot time.
It's going to come out both ways.
Hey, Nene, you need another brewski?
I'm down.
Can you grab my beers?
And it's shot time,
both
too.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Shots.
I ain't doing no damn shots.
Manny's
got to
do one out of Gordo's belly button.
Shots and shots.
Hey, we'll be right. We're not going to get to 3 like last time.
We're not going to.
Daniel's not here to
fucking
to whine and bitch.
Sad Dan 3.0.
Yeah, when you guys left, he was here for like another hour and a half.
Where's Alexis at? Isn't he usually on here?
No.
Or was he a special guest?
Yeah, well, them three technically don't come weekly.
If you guys want me on permanently, I'll come all the time.
Nathan wants to drink and talk.
He just wants a drink. Plug the mic.
Shh, don't let my girlfriend hear that.
No, that was like a special episode because they hadn't been on the episode altogether with us.
Oh, and they're still not back for the next one?
Not as regular guests, no.
Thank you, sir.
We tried having Roy on the show, but he just couldn't handle it.
I saw that on the last episode on YouTube that I watched.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
Thank you, sir.
Oh yeah.
Too much for him, I guess. More Bud Light Limes?
Oh yeah.
Not Limerita.
Ah, fuck Limerita.
Those things are gross.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time I had a Limerita was at the Birdcage.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd have one over
and,
there.
And Chris decided to sucker punch me in the face.
Limerita's caused him to sucker punch you in the face?
We had a lot to drink that night, but I was okay until I got punched in the face, and I was pretty pissed off.
He's a little violent drunk, huh?
Yep.
You should have punched him.
Chris
back.
Is one of the people who used to work at with the theater.
Got some audience participation
losers
over there.
Woo-hoo. What happened?
So we had some audience participation.
Bunch of dudes.
One of these days we'll get a longer extension cord and we'll do it like on the fucking sidewalk.
Hey, bro, you got a shout out.
Hey, did you steal the mic?
And drive it off.
If we had if we had a really long extension cord, we could do it in the median.
That'd be awesome.
Over here. That'd be kind of fucking weird.
Put cones up around us and see how long we could stay.
No,
there.
It's a good median. It's like a, you know, full lane width median.
Oh yeah,
landscape and everything.
We can make it happen.
Got a concrete part on the end. You know,
I'd be down.
Just need like a 100-footer
right now.
I don't have a 100-footer.
Hey.
Sounds like a personal problem, Travis.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not 100 feet. I don't really think you need to stick the mic up against it.
Where are you from, Nate? You're not from here, right?
Born and raised here, buddy.
From the 928, yep, man.
You don't seem like it.
And the southern part of California that nobody knows about, Bard. Way back behind Winter Haven.
Oh, Bard.
Oh, yeah, way out there.
You were born past here, Sampa but grew up in Bard?
I grew up out there, I would say, my whole entire life. Then we moved into Yuma. But I'd go out there and hang out with my grandma on the weekends.
What's I was going to say, you don't have an accent, but you don't talk like a human.
Like a human?
Human.
No, I don't.
Are you, where's
the
your
other day when I was at work, some old man told me I had an accent that was from the Midwest. And he asked me where I was from. I said, Yuma, Arizona. And he's like, oh, you made my day. Like, you're welcome.
You think they was authentic? You think he actually made
it? He thought I was authentic. He thought I was from the Midwest somewhere.
Damn. Do your parents have an accent?
No.
Nobody has an accent?
No.
So maybe YouTube or something?
The only person, the people that had accent in my life was my great-grandma. She passed away when I was in high school. And then my great-grandpa, he's still alive, but he doesn't talk to us because he disowned us. Because he's a piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. That's another story for another day.
How about now?
Nah.
Oh.
Next time. That's getting personal and taking plastic tequila shots and getting emotional.
Well, you know, if Travis would have brought the bottle out here.
Then maybe those stories would have been unfolded.
He's got some very cheap tequila in the house.
Oh, yeah. Super cheap.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah. Some of us have real jobs.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hey, take it easy,
man.
I was
trying to kick this thing in.
All right, time to cutting Marcelo off.
Oh, my mystery called
that
out.
Looks like shitty toilet paper. Did that fell out of your pants? Your short leg right
fall
there?
Fall out, yeah.
The fuck?
I wipe my buddy.
It's your man ponds.
Fucking spider chair.
Man ponds with
it
a little bit of
my, it fell out of my ass.
A little bit of runoff.
It's cool, man.
Oh, no. He's all about a lot of runoff.
I don't block it. Natural.
Oh,
you want to use the juices afterward?
Oh,
to marinate the meat with.
Oh,
puts the lotion delicious on the skin.
You got to use all the parts of the animal.
Ugh. You know what a good marinade is for any meat that you can use on anything?
What?
Teriyaki, 10 cloves of garlic, and some sriracha. To your taste. That shit makes a delicious marinade.
What if you don't like one of those?
Or
then you're shit out of luck. And it just adds like a garlicky spice flavor. It doesn't taste like sriracha.
I was going to say, the teriyaki part is what got me.
Yep.
Salt, then you teriyaki? Can add more teriyaki and a little bit of sriracha. You don't have to add a lot of sriracha.
I thought you meant you didn't like the teriyaki.
I do about half and half.
Damn, I want to soak some meat.
Why don't you just
boil
that up and like sell it?
I get what you did there.
Yeah, too much work.
Soak your meat.
Money.
And something.
Yeah.
You don't want to make no money?
I think it would cost you more money to buy both of those items, mix them together.
No, you make them yourself. You buy them in bulk from like China. And then you put
it'd still be a lot more money than what it's worth.
Well, I mean, you know, the overhead's going to be, at the start, it's going to be a little whack, but you're going to have a lot more supply than demand, but you know, you work it up.
If you want to run with it, I will. Just give me 5%. That's all I want.
Yeah, just give me 5%.
Just give me 5%.
Let me borrow your likeness, the whole idea.
I'll even do the commercial for you. Shit,
I'll just buy you out right now. One beer, you said?
Two beers.
One roundhouse.
Eight and packs of Guinness, 4 packs, and we got a deal.
Really, that's it?
Yep.
Damn.
I'm simple. I don't need a lot.
Manny, what do you need
in life right now?
What would I have to do to buy you out?
A lady with a big booty.
No,
that is my kryptonite.
For these knees, how much for these knees?
These kidneys?
Yeah, no, just these knees.
I wouldn't sell my knees.
How much though?
If you gotta ask, you can't.
How much
afford
for the knees?
You don't
the
have
bee's
enough.
Knees.
Huh? How much for the shoulder pads?
The shoulder pads.
How much for the ability to bum slay?
Oh, that.
How much? I want to buy it.
How
priceless.
Much,
you can't buy that.
How much and how big of a hard drive do I need?
All you need
you
is a rainy
buy that.
Day.
You need the biggest hard drive.
Speaking of hard drives, do you guys think a 4 terabyte hard drive for $100 is a good deal?
That sounds fucking awesome.
Doesn't,
no, you don't
on
even
the
know.
I know.
That seems a little bit on the high side for 4 terabytes,
Brand?
Isn't it?
How many gigs? Hey, wait. How many gigs is a terabyte then?
All right. Yeah, I think it's a good deal.
Western Digital, I would approve.
I have to look into that.
Isn't it like 800?
How many gigs are in a terabyte for that then? One.
Isn't it like 800?
Terabytes?
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 gigabytes.
Okay.
Or how much is it?
What?
1,024.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn.
Oh.
I'm calling you when I'm on Cash Cab.
I was saying 1,000 to round up.
A kilobyte is 1,024 bytes. A megabyte is 1,024 kilobytes. A gigabyte is 1,024 megabytes.
Oh, so they would just bump it up.
A terabyte is 1,024 gigabytes.
Technically, you don't get the four terabytes anyways. You get like 3.8.
Yeah, once it's formatted.
Because the drive itself.
Oh, yeah, that's
file
true.
Allocation
needs
table
needs all the
and
floatware
all that bullshit.
And other thing, yeah.
It's got to have room for
even if you format it yourself, you're still only going to get about 200 megabytes back. That's what they do. Like when you buy your PlayStations and your Xboxes, you don't get the full amount.
Yeah, you don't get the full amount.
That's just part of you know, that comes with the business.
Did you hear that Western Digital's buying SanDisk?
Really?
Yeah.
I would think it's the other way around.
No.
Sandisk?
So Western Digital is the top dog.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Shit.
I didn't expect
although
that.
I was going to say, I mean, at least they're both good brands.
Yeah.
That's kinda, I mean,
I thought,
they actually
I
really
thought
don't,
SanDisk was the better one.
And they really don't compete with each other either.
That's
cool. I'm thinking Seagate.
Yeah. SanDisk is all flash stuff, and Western Digital's stuck to hard drives mostly, so it's a good combination for them.
Yeah, but they also use other people's actual drives. I hear they use Hitachi drives in some of their products.
All our shit's been Western Digital drives.
No. The inside parts are Hitachi.
Well, I know. They've had Western Digital drives inside.
Well, I don't
everything
know.
Everything I've seen and all my stuff.
I've been looking at some shit, and they're like, be careful when you buy your hard drives because you're basically just buying a cheaper knockoff of the same with somebody else's name on it, basically.
Yeah, so is every TV.
Well, yeah, but that's like common knowledge.
Yeah.
What?
Not the hard drive business.
There's only like 5 or 6 companies that make panels
for
flat
screen
TVs.
Panasonic like makes everything.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, almost. There's like usually 2 or 3 brands that are the same panels. It's just
yeah, if you're buying a Samsung,
different.
You're basically just buying the brand. Somebody else makes the panel.
Yeah.
And the internal.
Actually, I think Samsung makes panels.
Yeah, but sometimes they use Panasonic's.
As long as they're not Funai.
No, you don't. You won't get that.
Man, so basically, Sony, you're buying the brand.
You're always buying the brand.
Yeah.
You always,
well, yeah.
Well, and the thing is, all the processing circuitry and other shit too. It's just the, panel, the panels yourself. Themselves.
Make your own car, make your own computer. It's all brand.
Speaking of making your own car, when are we gonna go ride on that turbo, Manny?
Yeah, Manny.
Whenever
yeah.
I get that shit Manny. Done,
whenever
bro.
I get the parts. Hey, you got some monies to donate to my car fund?
How much monies do you need?
Monies
a lot
to
of money.
How much monies? No,
let's start a GoFund. Let's start a GoFundMe, bro.
Give me $1,000 and I'll have some fun with it.
That's all you need?
I can make it work. I would like more, but
no. But like, what do you need? How much do you need?
Like to build what I would like.
To build
or
what you
just
want, not what you fucking like, desire. Just like
if you had $1,000, could you build the car that you wanted right now?
I could get it going where it's functional. It wouldn't be exactly what I want, but I could get it up and going.
So 2,000?
Yeah, he could get it up.
2,000, I could have a lot of fun.
You could have the car you want?
3,000, I could have the car I want.
That's the Eclipse?
Yeah.
With, like, what kind of engine and everything?
Give us
the specs.
I have a 4G63 from a 1991 Plymouth Turbo RS.
Plymouth?
Yeah.
Oh, basically, yeah, they're cousins. A white people Eclipse?
Yep.
Okay. What else?
It's a little more reliable motor.
Are you
going to
slam it?
No. Oh, yeah. All my shit's always dropped.
Wait, I know that.
I get you in the car and
yeah,
shit's
exactly.
fucking slammed.
First hand, all about get slammed vehicles. Except the Honda.
They're not slammed. They just
break. The sweat box? The sweat box?
No, remember when we took it out to what is it? The Tumco Mountain?
Yeah, fuck.
Tumco.
We were out there by the Tumco Mines.
No, you went through all those rocks and we didn't have a problem.
We ramped it.
I was so surprised.
Dude, that car was a trooper.
Oh, shit, man.
We went off-roading and that shit started overheating.
Was that the Accord?
Yeah, the Accord, dude.
Did you ever ride in that one?
No.
Oh.
The one Manny sold for like $800?
Yeah, I did.
It was worth it.
You know what? I made my money back. The motor was blown. Like, I didn't change oil for like 2 years. Fucking.
The heater worked very well.
the heater was stuck on deal, for a right? year. I didn't realize it until I sold it. Like, the heat was like stuck on. Like,
but it was worth it. More in peace of mind, though.
Oh, it was a great car. I used to leave it at Shit Creek all the time overnight. It wouldn't even get stolen.
Well, yeah, who would want to steal a car that has no interior?
Oh, it had all kinds of interior.
You said all the seats were gone. There
yeah,
was
it had
fucking,
a lot of room for in fucking
milk cartons and shit.
I pulled my front seat out so I could haul more stuff in it. It was my, like...
Like Marcello.
I love the story of when you had your girlfriend in the back seat and you could just see her face, like, boiling up from the heat and... Because his heater worked very well.
Oh, yeah.
So well that it would never turn off.
Oh,
did you do that just to get her clothes off, Manny?
No.
No, you tell it, Manny.
Not at all. It was like a horrible thing. Long story short.
No, we want to hear
her clothes came off.
The long story.
Yeah.
Long story
her
is
blew off.
After a long night of drinking.
Or they melted off. She was a blow.
After a long night of drinking, all hungover. I had to go to work. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm late. So fucking show up to work. I was like, hey, just fucking chill here. You know, I got to take care of some things. I can take you home in a little bit. And take care
so
of
you left her in the car like a fucking dog. With the heater on.
He cracked
wait,
the window.
Wait, she wasn't your girlfriend at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. That's even better. What a premonition for the rest
like,
of
like, fucking bitch, you didn't give me
life,
dome
huh?
last night.
For the, you're for gonna the next
fucking
years.
So long story short, like, I left the keys on like, hey, you can bump some music or something like that. Like, I just got to take care of something real quick and I'll take you home. And since
Manny
the keys
had to be
were
mad
on,
at her.
Like, I thought I was like kicking on the air, you know, but the heat was stuck on. So, fuck, I walked up all sweaty, looking like a fucking angry cat.
Yeah, it was stuck on.
Stay in the car?
No, something must have happened that night.
She get out. Stupid bitch.
Somebody called
locks on it.
Oh, no.
Somebody called
the fucking
cops
window lock on
like
broke the
someone
window.
Someone let the kid in there.
I was duct taped. Oh, Manny locked the doors and took the button with him.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh, God.
Left his rabbit ass dog. It was dead already. Oh, my side hurts.
Shit.
All right, so what happened?
Well, she became my she passed the test. She became my girlfriend.
Nice.
For how long?
A while.
Yeah.
If I get in a relationship, I try to make it last unless some stupid shit happens.
That's what you got to go for in life.
The stupid shit?
No. Making it go for the long run, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That is all.
Gordo, when are you going to get into a long-term relationship?
You know, I don't know.
Was there ever a Mrs. Gordo?
Mrs.
Gordo.
It's been a while since I've been on like a long term. I've dated here and there, but like I was telling Manny the other day, I haven't come across anybody that like I'm actually interested in. That isn't just like the fuck, you know?
Like wows you.
Yeah, that actually was like, damn, that girl's pretty cool. I want to
get to know her.
I don't know. Maybe I need to like expand my horizon.
Time to get back on Christian Mingle.
But I haven't encountered anybody that I actually like give a fuck about.
J date.
What kind of girls interest you?
Just physically, I guess. Let's just talk
physical. No.
Let's all around.
Long term relationship.
Okay, yeah, long term. Well,
not
if
plenty
we're talking
of fish.
Just all around.
If there are any ladies out there listening,
then I'm not really looking for like
get
a
your
dime
list out.
Piece if it's all around because those girls tend to be, you know,
cheaters.
Yeah, obviously. So
wait, who?
Dime pieces.
Know, like, super hot ass chicks that usually
girls with
only fuck,
big booty, nice boobies.
But then you take it, you know.
Nice like, smile, all their teeth.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. But yeah, basically.
You getting turned on or what?
No.
No.
Okay.
Those are good things to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the basics, man. To be honest, I'm not really that like, oh my God, this girl has to be into pizza and all this shit. It's like, it's pretty basic.
Into pizza and not breadsticks. Yeah. Come on.
She has to like fucking, you know, meat treats and she has to like.
I was going
to
say, what if she's vegetarian?
That's all right.
What if she's vegan?
I don't even care.
What if she...
I don't care about her political views.
He said something about a vegan girl the other night.
What if she's gluten-free?
I don't care about anything that she believes. I don't care about her religion. I don't care.
She's allergic to wheat.
She can be allergic to...
Dick?
I don't know, care.
Dick?
Sure.
What if she's allergic to your...
We'll make it work.
Yeah, what if she's allergic to semen?
Your semen.
Just your just mine? Well, then I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Like, you facialed on her face and you blinded
and
her
for
life.
And she broke out and she fucking got,
she
like, burned.
EpiPen.
Then I guess I'm stuck with her, huh?
I'm going to marry you.
I ruined you for life.
Ma says I got to take care of you.
This is that same lady that was on the phone at the beginning, I think.
Oh, yeah? She's coming around.
She's probably cheating on her man and she's talking to her other man waiting for her to pick him up.
She's probably going to get another Funai TV.
She's all these motherfuckers at home. Come break into their house right now.
Right.
See how good this mic is.
I'm going to go steal their mics.
My mic.
It's all windy, so you're going to pick up.
Oh, no. Never mind. That's a guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis would know.
Yeah, he checked the freaking
his gaydar's going off. What about you, Nate?
Yeah, never mind.
What about me?
What do you look for?
I'm single. I'm not single. I
oh,
you subtract that.
Oh,
I will take it.
Oh, shit.
January 14th of next year will be 5 years that we've been together.
Yeah. Nice. So what do you like about your girlfriend? What?
Everything. There's nothing not to like about her.
Yeah.
Just everything. Straight up.
She's got everything I want in a woman.
When you met her, what sparked your interest? What gave you that, like, damn? What was it that, like, sold the deal?
Honestly, I can't remember because I was a little buzzed at the time. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Trying to get to you and that booty.
We have the same interest in like a lot of shit.
Like what? Like just give an example.
Music, movies. Well, not movies. She likes them corny ass sci-fi shit. I can't stand that stuff.
What kind of movies do you like?
Sorry.
Anything that's not corny ass sci-fi shit. Mostly comedies and.
Corny ass sci-fi shit.
Good old school action. what do you movies
qualify,
like Roadhouse.
What do you qualify as corny ass sci-fi shit?
Like fucking Sharknado.
Hey, that wasn't too bad.
Anything underneath that genre. That if you
anything
go
that
into,
runs on sci-fi, you mean?
Doctor Who's okay. I love Doctor Who.
Nerd.
You're listening to all the movies that Travis enjoys.
Oh, whatever. I've only seen one.
He
Sharknado.
Likes those like. Gimmicky movies that
I
like
do
everyone's
not.
Talking about,
like shark vs. Octopus.
Yeah,
like that shit's
shit.
Retarded.
Hey, that was great,
Omega Man.
Oh come on,
I am Omega. That's the one.
You need to go take a walk around that tree and come back. Please.
Shit, I'll take two walks. I'll walk to the talk right
okay,
now.
We can
don't
wait.
Tell me.
We'll wait. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You better come back with some chicken tacos.
Shit,
we'll tell
I was
everybody.
Actually thinking about going to Walmart and pick up some fucking Doritos.
I thought you were going to say rotisserie chicken.
Damn. If someone goes half hers, I'll be down.
Rotisserie chicken.
It's
rotisserie
on
chicken.
It's on sale right now, too.
In a plastic container for $2.99.
Yep.
$2.99. Whole chicken.
Whole motherfucking chicken.
You don't even
got to
pick off the feathers.
How
off.
Fast
it's already
do you think
done.
Your dogs could eat one of those bitches?
A whole chicken?
Yeah.
I wouldn't feed them a whole chicken because there's
I know, but
there.
Let's pretend they won't get sick. They won't die. or whatever. How fast do you think they could eat it?
I think like 10, 15 seconds.
Nah, I say about 5 minutes with bones and everything.
5 minutes?
If they had to eat all the bones.
No, we're talking about not, he just said not getting sick. Those motherfuckers in
hell. Let's pretend
shit.
There's no bones because obviously the bones might,
no,
you know,
bones? I would say.
Fuck them up and everything.
I would say 35 seconds.
Probably, yeah. No seconds. Bones?
Be like the YouTube video
Fiona,
of that guy that feeds.
Fiona would be ruthless.
Hey, that big girl.
And yeah, Fiona would fucking.
If little
Ed,
the undead chihuahua was right
there. Would be gone right there.
Like that YouTube video of that guy that feeds his dog like a fucking Taco Bell bean burrito, and the dog just goes, and it's gone.
Well, that's a burrito. I'm talking like
no,
a fucking bird.
Man, what are you guys talking about food? Get me all hungry.
Like in a Christmas Story when they
there's
eat
some
the turkey.
Fruit on the tree there. Yeah.
Fucking rip that shit to shreds.
What kind of fruit? Nah, I need some meat in my life, you know.
Tangelos, they're not. No, what, Tangelos, they're not ripe yet.
Some chicken.
Some. I miss blood oranges. When I was younger living out in Bard, there was this old man that had blood oranges. Like,
you miss blunts?
Blood oranges.
I miss those too.
Oh, blood oranges. I get it.
Mm-mm.
Did you guys ever eat like pomegranates? Just like
pick yeah, you
it?
Mean stained in my yeah. shirt as a kid.
I love pomegranates, man.
They're we used awesome. To have a tree here.
I used to just rip those shits and just and then spit all the seeds out.
I just fucking hate the white skin inside. That shit's bitter as hell.
Yeah, you avoid that. You savage.
Look at me. I would always just look at me. You think I'd avoid that?
Just shove it all in my mouth.
I used to always just smash them on the wall and get in trouble for that because they were fun.
Hey, you know, if you let them sit, if you let them sit for a long time, they're like smoke bombs. I remember I had some, I was throwing them, and they smoke sat in bombs. The sun for, yeah, no, they sat in the sun for so long, when I threw them, they exploded.
Smoke bombs?
Yeah. Bunch of nasty ass shit.
You mean the water?
I did them when they're fresh
because
then they fucking like magenta smears all over the brick
yeah,
wall back here.
You're gay. You gay.
You gay, dog.
You gay. You gay, Travis.
One fine day with a whoop and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline, canine, little cat dog. Cat dog. Cat dog. Alone in the world was a little cat dog.
So, Nate, fishing. Tell us more about your YouTube channel. Plug the shit out of it.
Is anybody going to watch it that's listening to this?
They
I
might.
Hope so.
I hope.
Subscribe.
I mean, if you're saying how
it's
cool
a,
it sounds.
It's a little slow right now since I started
cool
working.
If it's as cool as you're making it sound, then shit. Yes.
If you like fishing, you'd like my channel. Let's go fishing, Gordon.
Do you
Let's
have
get
any,
you out there.
Do you have anything else than fishing on your channel?
We'll have to do a fishing episode.
Are there like live skits?
No, there's no skits on there.
There's no skits?
It's all right.
What about like DJ sessions? Are there like DJ b-boying breakdancing sessions?
No, I think people would unsubscribe
like
if
ciphers?
I did that.
Do you have ciphers? Like, you know, underground hip-hop battles?
No.
Do you have challenges?
Do you
know?
Have grappling
well,
sessions?
There's a there's this guy. His name's, I'm going to do a shout-out for Big Mike.
Oh,
315.
Who's that? Your boyfriend?
No, he's the one that got my ass out, like, after I had back surgery and shit, like... I was on YouTube just watching fishing videos. I wanted to go out and fishing. Ooh, that smells good. What is that?
I know, right?
Got me be, I don't know. Must be Juliana's, I guess.
That damn. Smells like fucking tortillas and some.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not
like
that's not Juliana's.
God damn it. Dude, let's go to Walmart real quick.
Like
Walmart trip.
It's coming from that way, though.
Walmart trip.
Probably Juliana's, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be fucking tortillas God. And shit.
It smells like it.
Have to be fucking Hacienda or something.
Whatever it is, it smells
no, so
delicious.
My bad. So you're the rap battles, the weekly rap battles that you do on the YouTube?
The grappling session.
I'd have to start a whole new channel for that.
Oh, what would you call that one?
Rap battles and fishing in 928.
Nate rapping in 928.
Nasty Nate 928.
Collaborate. Masturbate.
Nice. Manny Fresh Bum Slayer.
Ha.
Eights.
Ha.
Manny, Manny
How come
Fresh
you don't get Manny on there? Manny brings followers.
Manny has it came out.
Manny, man.
My YouTube channel and Manny's YouTube channel. I have more subscribers than Manny's YouTube channel.
Fupa Films.
Fupa Films.
Manny, tell us about Fupa Films.
Yep, films about
what is Fupa Films and why the name? Why did you...
The fat upper pussy area of the movie world.
Why are you so infatuated by the Fupa?
I'm not infatuated. It just kind of got stuck with me.
You're just stuck on Fupas?
But there's a lot of good
like
shit out there.
Like your face is stuck in a Fupa?
It hasn't happened, but if it did, I guess so.
Do you enjoy Fupas in the real world?
No, in the real world, no, not at
so
all.
So then why base your whole like creative side, you know your...
It's a name, it's stuck, and it's stuck.
Fupa, though, that's very specific.
Right.
What happened in your childhood with Fupas?
Oh, you know.
And why... What is
I didn't know
what
it was called
films?
When I found out
Fupa
it was called.
Fupa Films.
Yeah.
So you just liked the name Fupa? You didn't know what a Fupa was?
Oh, I knew what a Fupa was.
When did you learn what a Fupa was?
Some years back.
How many?
Back in high school.
Lots.
Because you've been FUPA filmed for a while.
Yeah, exactly. It's catchy, right?
Where are the FUPA films?
The films of the FUPA?
Yeah, we want the FUPA
films. The FUPA films are on YouTube.
Hey, no, we want the FUPA films.
I'm sorry, the name is misleading.
Yeah. You want those films?
Yes.
Do you
want those Shaven or Harry?
Is your ex-hamster account also called FUPA films?
Yes, it is. Look it up.
Because, Manny, I want to see the FUPAs. Quit teasing
you, bro. You want to see the FUPAs?
Now we know what kind of girl Gordo's after.
Yes.
Yes.
I want that FUPA film.
If you got a big old FUPA, Gordo will put
Manny,
it in your FUPA.
Manny, where are the FUPA film ladies?
I will find some for you.
I want the ladies of FUPA films. Motherfucker, if you ever get rich, you better hire some fat bitches to just be wearing, like, FUPA films. The girls of FUPA films.
It'd be a bottomless party all the time at Manny's house.
Oh, shit.
Bottomless.
Everywhere.
Bottomless.
Bottomless.
They'd be opening 40s on them FUPAs.
If
you were like a millionaire, would you ever throw like a fat people party?
Why not?
And FUPAs everywhere?
Chunky's where it's at, man.
Like, yeah, if you don't have a FUPA, you're not allowed in?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Nice.
I would have two parties.
Which one would you be at mostly, though?
Both.
Whatever Manny's feeling that night. Manny's feeling nasty. He'd be at the FUPA party, right?
If I had to choose, they're both on one night, the other one.
How many FUPAs do you think you can handle in one night?
None.
So then what?
Hey, those girls can keep going.
Then why the name FUPA Films?
Hey, if I can't pick them up, I don't play around.
Manny, I want to know more about why you chose FUPA Films.
Why not?
Because I want to know how many FUPAs you can handle. How about in a week?
In a week?
Yeah.
Probably none.
So Manny's saying he doesn't like FUPAs now.
Yeah. So it sounds like Manny does not like FUPA films.
So Manny, you're hitting on all the big girls out there.
Do you at least watch FUPA films online or something?
Yeah.
During your private time.
Do you enjoy FUPA films from a distance?
From a distance? No.
Like on your
phone.
Do
you go FUPA watching?
If I had 4G, I'd whip out X videos and bring up some FUPA films.
You don't have 4G?
What the fuck? Hey, I got Virgin Mobile 4G. They cut you off after a certain amount.
Oh, that shit. Oh, man.
Yes. Hey.
Nice. Manny's got the FUPA app.
Manny, how many FUPAs do you think your dogs could handle?
Shit. How many you want them to handle?
Are these cooked FUPAs?
Are they cooked or
like
raw?
How fast
are these hunted? Are these hunted humans?
How long until the FUPA is no more?
I'd say about 7. Sounds about right.
7 what?
7 what?
Parsecs?
7 meows.
7 meows.
Are we getting into fucking Star Wars now? Hey. Fucking 7 parsecs and shit?
It's Star Wars like year. It's going to be Star Wars year.
That's true.
God damn it.
I wonder how many more fucking movies are going to come out after this.
Because Star Wars is going to get so fucking played out by the time the movie comes out.
Really?
That's all right, though.
Nah. Dude, they're
hyping the shit out of it. Disney did it.
It's great.
Yeah.
George Lucas didn't have his hand in this shit.
I know.
They over-merchandised the shit out of it.
Like, who cares?
One thing that I hate.
My girlfriend. It's going to be a good movie.
Hey, you know what? I have an expectation, but I'm expecting to be disappointed. But who knows?
You guys heard about that whole anti-white shit, right?
What?
The anti-white...
The anti-white ray gun?
No, the boycott Star Wars movement that they're doing.
People that were trolling with that and everyone fell for it and went for it.
No, but now they're taking it seriously.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying. People fell for it.
It's retarded.
What is it?
They started off trolling.
They're trying to boycott Star Wars because there's too many black people in it.
Because there's too many black people. Because
there's a black Jedi, right?
But people, somebody,
that shit's stupid.
Somebody started it as a joke, and now people are taking it seriously.
Oh my god!
It doesn't matter what color you are, as long as you have a lightsaber. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. America. You do what the fuck
you want. I don't care if the whole movie has nothing but black people. It's still fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be amazing.
If Wesley Snipes was a Jedi in that shit,
that'd be badass.
Be epic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would expect some vampires and motherfuckers dancing to techno music, fucking Blade.
Yeah, right. Nate, are you a gamer of any sorts?
Hell yeah.
What do you play?
Right
PC
now,
systems.
I'm still playing PS3 because I don't have money to get a PS4 yet.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm playing Catherine.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that one.
Hell yeah, I like that game.
There's like two Catherines, right? One with a K, one with a C.
Yeah.
And you're some guy stuck in the middle, like ex-boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, and you can go either the good way or the bad way.
Yeah.
It's all about the bad way.
Cool. It's like borderline hentai.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember
my girlfriend bought it for me.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
I can see why she's your girlfriend.
Hell yeah, she's awesome.
That's a good quality.
But I restarted playing Final Fantasy Tactics. Whipped out my PS1 and dusted that bitch off.
Nice.
I'm going to replay Final Fantasy VII before the remake comes out because I'm probably going to lose my job when that game comes out.
Final Fantasy VII?
The remake? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So you're excited for that?
That shit looks fucking amazing, even though it was a teaser trailer and they're always epic and then the game might be shitty afterwards, but hey, you never know.
You'll still play it anyways?
Yeah.
But what about like the Fupas?
Nah.
No? You won't play the Fupas?
I've already dealt my hand in the Fupas for enough.
Oh, you've had the Fupa experience?
Well, he said he had a hand in the Fupa.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
How did it feel having the hand in the Fupa?
That's all I got to say about that.
But more about the Fupa.
Like I said before, that's all I got
to
say about that.
You need some more beer to get that story out.
Oh, a lot more beer. There ain't enough here to get those stories out.
So do you have experience with Fupas?
My girlfriend's going to listen to this later probably, and I don't want her hearing this.
Well, what's that got to do with any of this?
A lot.
Oh. Manny? Tell us more about your Fupas.
I ain't got no Fupas.
Well, Manny told me there was this big girl
you
back
don't have
in high school.
Fupa, but tell us about
her name
Fupas.
Was Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago, goddamn.
Tell us about Chicago.
Tell us about Chicago, Nene, because yeah, I don't please. Know Chicago. Fill me in.
I don't know. I'm just messing.
Manny.
Why maybe. Don't you make a Fupa film then?
Manny. Come on, bro. What do you got to lose?
You just want me just to film some Fupas?
Well, I mean, you live up to the name.
If you want me to, I can.
Bro, you just need to go to Jimmy D's.
Right? Take a GoPro, strap it to your waist. You no just, one's going to notice.
No, the lighting's horrible on those. You can't get it with
take
a GoPro.
Take the four. I heard they're really good for nighttime.
Just get a little LED light for it, you know.
I'm
no one
cack.
Will notice. Maybe an infrared one.
Just
you know?
Go take home some infrared. Of the girls. Infrared. Just go take some of the girls home from... Jimmy D's one night, if you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Why, yeah, we want to hear about the natives.
What do you want to hear
there
about?
There we go.
It? We want to hear about the native Fupas.
Come on, bro.
I don't
they'll,
know about the native
they'll
Fupas.
Pay you your bills. They'll cook you breakfast. What more do you need?
So you're telling me you want me to get a so you're telling me you want me to get a native girl to take care of me.
No, I'm just saying you can have one for a while.
Manny, would you lick some Fupas for like
no.
your own like sexual no. fantasies to no. play out your own fantasy?
I have no fantasies with licking Fupas.
No. I mean like you trade licking Fupas for your own fantasies.
No.
Your crazy ass ones that like nobody would ever go for.
No. I'll find
like
someone
the bloody
else.
Ass orgies and shit like that.
No, I wouldn't happen.
Oh. How about the Fupas?
Oh, yeah? What about
how many Fupas could you lick in a day?
Probably slim to none.
So there's, you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance.
He said probably. So, you know.
There's a maybe.
You just got to have more butt than gut for Manny.
Hey, dog. Thick in the waist, taking up space. Is that how you like them?
Nah, I don't know. I don't even know anymore, to be honest.
What don't you know?
Anything.
If you like Fupas?
Yeah.
Sure, are you considering changing the name of Fupa Films?
Oh, yeah.
To what?
What would you change it to?
Oopa Films.
To Slim Films?
Slim Films.
Slim's Films?
What you got there, Manny?
None good.
Well, that's not what your phone said.
It said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to bring the Fupas tonight.
Got a little texty text.
What if there are any lonely ladies out there? I think... you need to hit up Fishing8928 and we can get Manny a blind date.
Yeah.
Just message me. I'll check it. I check it all the time.
Why are we trying to get me on a blind date?
Manny,
why not? What do you got to lose, bro?
Yeah. I would go on one, but.
Yo, it's called a blind date. You don't get the pick.
Yeah. There may or may not be Fupas.
You don't even get to pick what day we find her at Jimmy D's.
I'm still waiting on.
You know it'll be Thursday.
That's horrible then, because I'm there all the fucking time, so I'll probably know who it is.
I'm gonna be like, "Hey, Brent, you got to make sure Manny's not working like this whole week. Make him go to fucking."
That's
Ron's
not gonna
place.
Happen. Papa's been missing out on some work this week. So he's got to make up for it.
You can go make up for it at Ron's place.
Yeah, I know the
Ron's place doesn't exist. So.
Ron's place.
Come down on to RP's.
That's where the food was must be hiding. Hey, some-
in the back of the dark corner.
Just chilling.
Waiting for it to open.
Just looking standing there. Like in
like Kumba's.
Mario. No, like in I Am Legend. Remember I Am Legend when they find the zombies in the room and they're just all chilling right there? That's where all the fupas are. At Ron's place.
Shit.
Actually, what's it called right now?
Ron's place. Ricky's
Shots,
place.
My
bad.
What was it called?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Ricky's place.
Ron's
that's
place? Wasn't Ron's place is the
yeah,
one
what's
on
it called? What's it called?
It was,
yeah,
rumors,
yeah,
it was rumors, and then rumors moved, and then
it just went out of business. Now it's
nothing. Yeah, now it's just getting all the copper stolen slowly.
Oh, there's copper in there.
Well, I don't know. The fucking air conditioners got stolen a couple months ago.
Fuck.
They disappeared.
That's for whoever puts a new AC. They got some nice AC in there. Oh, shit. There's probably a whole bunch of fucking pigeon shit built up on that. Goddamn up fucking AC.
You got that green AC?
Fucking cancer AC. Uh-huh.
That organic AC.
Fucking Ron's place, dude. That's a trip into the past right there.
I only went there one time, and it wasn't that great.
Did you enjoy going to Ron? Was that your stomping ground?
No. It wasn't my stomping ground, but like you went there, and there, it was cool, but there's like a lot of knuckleheads in there.
The first time I went there, there was a brawl.
What?
Because they used to always advertise home of the knucklehead.
I don't know what that is. It's just some little punk ass motherfucker. But
punk ass motherfucker.
It was Manny, all shit faced.
Nah, hey, Manny. Sometimes yeah.
Like so, you work the downtown bar scene, right?
Yes, sir.
Like on average, how many fupas do you see a night?
Yeah, depending on
at
the
Jimmy
night.
D's, there's always the
he keeps his eyes above the waist just to be safe.
You don't look down below?
Hey, some of those waists are above the face.
Hey.
You don't like to you don't like to go below deck?
Eh.
Are you asking if he likes to eat the
He's got the mirror on his shoe so he can check on
I dabble.
You don't put, you don't strap your cell phone to the bottom of your shoe and
I just have just one thing to ask Manny real quick.
What?
Do you eat it up like groceries?
Yeah.
Do you eat the booty like groceries?
The booty like groceries?
The booty like groceries?
I don't eat the booty like groceries.
Sorry, ladies.
What do you eat the booty like?
Yeah, no.
No, we don't. That's why we're asking. Yeah.
He just gets his finger a little stinky.
Oh.
And then he puts it back in the pinky?
Sure.
Do you eat it like samples at Sam's Club?
Just a little at a time?
A little
sure.
Plastic cup with a spoon?
Oh, fuck that. When I go to Sam's Club, I take all the samples.
Then he goes around the corner and comes back and gets a little bit more.
Do you eat it like the mouthwash in elementary school?
The swish and spit. That nasty ass boba flavor.
Hey, no, that shit was actually pretty
good. Yeah, I know. I used to fucking. Oh, yeah, I looked forward to swish.
Can
and
I have
spit
the bubble gum, please?
Please. Can I get one more? My mouth feels dirty.
Is that what you do? Jerry. Do you ask for more? Do you ask for seconds?
It depends. If it's good, sure, why not?
The fupa, though.
Oh, no.
The fupa.
Are you down for the fupa cheese?
No, I'm not down with no cheese.
From under cheese? From under that pupa?
From Oopa cheese.
I'm good. I'm pretty selective.
That's like Gooch cheese right there. That's like in between the asshole and the vagina.
You not down with that?
I'm not down with that.
You can fucking take a butter knife and smear that on some toast, Manny.
Sorry to disappoint, but yeah.
That's all right, Manny. I'm sure, you know, the ladies won't mind. Some of them.
I'm old fashioned.
No, you're not.
If you're old fashioned,
you'd be eating the
booty like groceries.
Exactly. That's cool, though, Manny. I respect your decision.
So you're telling me you eat some booty holes or what?
I'm not opposed to it.
So you've done it?
More or less.
Nasty Nate?
More or less.
Fuck no.
Which is it?
That's an exit.
No,
that's all that is.
That's not an exit. It can be an entrance to another world.
So what, you guys play in the mud before or what?
You want mud in without a truck?
Yeah, you don't need 4x4 to get
you're
going to
get stuck if you got two-wheel drive.
You do a lot of mudding in the Elantra there?
It's the only time. It's okay to
if
get stuck
in
the mud.
If you see a rocket, don't come knocking.
When I first got it, I did.
Mijo, what are these? Mom, they're just beans. Just beans, Mom. Don't worry about that.
They're just beans.
They don't smell like beans anymore.
They're just fupas. How many fupas can you fit in your truck, Manny? Not enough.
The taco?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never tried, but I imagine a few.
The taco. Did you get your truck back?
Yeah, I did. Nice. I drove to Phoenix last
good
night.
Good shit,
I was tired as fuck today.
I'm glad you're not.
Why'd you drive to Phoenix?
because I had to go pick it up there because I left it up there. Because I was rocking the mom's whip.
Campanawana,
we hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you, it makes me want to fart.
It's I hope we never part. Now get it right or pay the price.
I drove by Carver Park one day, and I had a whole bunch of African Americans run up towards my car, and I got scared.
Why?
I have no clue.
No, why did you get scared?
Yeah.
I don't know what they were going to do.
Did you lock your doors really quick?
Hell no. I racked my fucking 1911.
Did you show them?
Did you?
Yes.
Like, did you pull up your shirt?
I went like that.
You got all hit real quick?
Hell yeah. Going to Angel's house.
Nice.
I don't know what that was about. I wasn't about that.
Were they looking at you funny, or are they just coincidentally running up?
It was like 8 o'clock, and I was just cruising by.
AM or PM?
PM.
Come on, Manny.
I don't know.
The freaks come out at night.
What?
Remember?
They're always chilling on that Ramada. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen them down there?
They got it reserved, or?
No, they just take it over.
They don't have a license to drink liquor either.
But they do.
They do it anyways.
What about for their jumpy jump, their inflatable thing?
They stole that shit.
It's funny how they fucking like, they'll chill there for the whole night.
Yeah,
they'll just chill there and try to cause trouble when you drive by going to anybody's house.
They'll never fucking leave.
Roy's restroom is
where's Roy's restroom?
In the tennis court.
Okay.
I'll take one of the cans with you.
Fuck no.
Take one of Roy's pale ales.
Man, he's going to go play with his little wiener to some fupas right now.
His brewery.
But yeah, but I don't get what's it about over there when you just cruise by and then people like try to start beef with you and you didn't do nothing.
Nah, it's just
like the mentality some of this parts of the town has.
It's that like, oh, we want to be hood as fuck, so let's stare down every car that passes by.
It's all right, be hood as fuck. I'll take your life.
Yeah, I've never had a problem myself, but I've seen it, the activity.
Well, yeah,
like, I've parked and I'm like nobody ever runs up on me. But
I was just driving and some dude like ran off the little thing they were hanging out at towards my car and I was like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Well,
and I just lifted up a little bit and then he was like, oh.
It's cool, dog.
I don't want to buy no crack. Back up.
I was just going to ask you where the bus is.
Maybe he was expecting somebody in a similar vehicle.
Well, before this gets really depressing, guys, I think we should end it. Before we get into the...
That's fucked up.
Before the sprinklers come on.
The real folk blues.
Yeah, sprinklers that come on.
No, I turned them off.
Cowboy Bebop, real folk blues.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. You got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. I got that box set.
Nice. The Blu-ray? Say Blu-ray. No, don't say DVD.
No, DVD.
VHS,
hey, man,
VHS.
I bought that shit like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, that's cool. No, I was going to say the Blu-ray came out just recently. Like,
and tried it on DVD.
I need to go pick that shit up. It's pretty expensive, though.
What is it, like $120?
Yeah, for just the fucking, 20 episodes or whatever. It's not that
big. No, there's more than 20 episodes on
there. No, it's only like 24 episodes, man. The whole season is, the whole thing is only like 20.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's like 7 DVDs, man.
Cowboy Bebop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, look it up. There's only like 25 episodes.
Nah, next time.
No. And there's like
do I need to Google this to settle
it? Yeah.
And there's like 2 movies.
There's got to be more. There's 2 movies, and they never made the fucking live action one like they were supposed to.
With Sean Reeves?
That shit's still in production.
You know, after watching John Wick, I think he would have done a good job.
Hey, John Wick was a really good movie. I thought it was going to be shit. Like the first time, I was like, oh,
yeah, it looked like a whack-ass, like late-ass, an actor kind of fading out movie.
It was a legit-ass movie.
You haven't seen John Wick, I'm assuming?
Nope.
Dude, you got to check it out.
Face.
Legit. Yeah, I thought it was going to be stupid. The first like 15 minutes, I was like, man, this is fucking whack.
Yeah, look, dude, right there. 26 episodes.
Yep.
Well, that seemed longer to me.
It seems that way. It's just straight up. That's why I was like, $120 for 26 episodes.
Man,
but that's one of my favorite animes of all time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's fucking $6 an episode.
That's pretty expensive, though.
It's pretty bad.
So.
Badass.
And then Trigun's pretty good. I have that on box.
Trigun's cool.
Then I got Samurai Shampoo.
That's not too bad. I got into that for a minute.
Samurai Shampoo's awesome.
Shampoo.
ShamWow?
What about Afro Samurai with Samuel L. Jackson?
Not bad.
I like that one.
I'm always yelling.
But it was cool.
The game was shit. I was disappointed.
It was a cool 8 series.
I never got to play the game.
I enjoy. I fucking love that RZA did all the music. That was fucking dope.
Oh, legit. Yeah.
It was clean. Like, you can go download that CD and be good. No, just the RZA, man. You know, Wu-Tang.
I want to go back when they were RZA, all together. The when they were all together.
I know my little cousin DJ is not going to hear this, but this motherfucker went and train jumped for like 4 or 5 years. And the last time I saw him, me and him were talking, and then he was saying some shit. And then he's like, I got a Wu-Tang tattoo. Motherfucker, you're white. You don't need a Wu-Tang tattoo. Somebody's going to see that shit and just stab you.
But it's the Wu.
Tang. Wu. Tang. I came to bring. What you looking up, Gordo?
Some I had written down here.
Some closing thoughts or what?
No, I have one question for you guys. What's your stance on day-old underwear?
What do you mean? Like,
if you didn't start at them, they're good to go.
Okay.
If they don't smell bad, they're good to go.
So you're not against day-old underwear?
If they ain't hard and crusty, they're good to go.
They're good to go.
Hey, I've been there.
What about you, Manny?
It depends on the situation. Like, if I was outside working all day, oh, yeah, I'm getting some new tarantans. But, like...
Hey, if they don't smell bad, they're going to be under your clothes.
If you're outside working and shit, you should change it. And, like, hey. You should shower and change it. But if you got to do one or the other.
Yeah,
you
know, I'd still shower, but.
Shower. I'm still sharding
them. What about you, Travis? Day old underwear.
If I get up in the morning and I haven't taken a shower yet and I got to do like some shit outside where I know I'm going to get sweaty or something, I'll wear like the old ones instead of wasting a clean pair.
Right. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But other than that, though, no. As soon as I take a shower, clean pair.
Clean,
I will not wear dirty ones.
Can you take yours off right now and they'll stand up?
Oh, God. No, please not in my yard.
Not on their own. How about they break in half? Don't need their own like little pimp cane.
He'd have to be wearing them.
That's true.
You can borrow my can if you want.
Free ballin'.
And he's free ballin'. All right.
The cops are coming, so.
Glad I got that out of you guys.
I gotta go, guys. They're after me again.
All right. Damn, my warrants.
Felony stops.
Failure to appear in court.
That shit happens.
Madonna Christ.
All right, guys. Well, thank you.
I'm out.
Yes.
Thank you for making a special guest appearance, guys.
Yes.
On the local programming podcast.
I'm glad we finally had you on, Manny.
First time I enjoy this. Thanks, guys.
First time he's shown up early.
I'd be more than happy to come back and do it again.
We'll hit you up. Thanks for watching the videos. Thanks for supporting that. That was cool.
Hell yeah. And
plug your fishing channel one more time.
Yeah, go ahead and spell it out.
My YouTube channel was Fishing8928. That was F-I-S-H-I-N-G. I-N space. Or no, it's space then. I-N-9-2-8.
Aw, yeah.
And your YouTube channel, Manny?
Oh, Fupa Films.
I shouted that out on my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
When's the next Fupa film coming?
Soonish.
Zombie films coming soon?
Oh, yeah.
Zombie movies coming
soon?
When are you guys going to put some more of those out?
Yeah.
I enjoy fucking watching those.
Tomorrow?
You know when we'll post one? When we get 200 likes on the local programming page.
When we get 200 meows.
If we get 200 likes, then I will make a new zombie movie.
No, you need to make a long zombie movie, like 30-minute zombie movie.
Oof.
Are you going to be in it?
I'll fucking be in it. Okay. What am I going to be, the fucking
zombie?
Drunk, gimpy fucking redneck walking around with a goddamn cane?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to play as yourself, mate. No, I'm just kidding. We were having this conversation in the last episode about you know what's missing from my zombie movies is fucking zombie movies. And yeah, man, it's what the fuck? Why haven't we done anything?
What was the last one that you guys did?
I can't answer that.
I can't. But you know what? I guess
200 likes will figure it out.
When's the last time? Shit.
That was
2013?
Like, yeah, that's got to be
2013. No, that was the last time we shot
fucking
anything.
Fucking 2011 or 12.
12 is the last time we shot a zombie movie. 13 is when we did Quattro, stage 4.
Yeah.
That's the last time we've ever shot anything.
I enjoy the hell out of those fucking stages, man.
I mean, once Aftermath and local programming kicked in, I mean, I'm not going to blame that. But for me, honestly, I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to explain it anyways. For me, it's because it's a lot of fucking work to do it on my own. And that's like...
What's up, bro? You got some help right here? Shit.
Well, here's the thing, though. Not necessarily pointing at you, but everybody fucking says that. And then when it comes down to...
Yeah, when it comes down to it, nobody shows up.
Nobody shows up.
They have to work. They show up late.
Everybody has this bullshit excuse. They can't get a ride.
Something came up.
Not you, because honestly, I've never asked you because we weren't really like friends back then.
Mm. Yeah.
But I told Manny a couple times, hey, hit up Nate. Hit up all your friends from theater.
Half of the time, I fucking forgot.
I've hit up people. See, there you go. I do.
Manny be like, where you at?
Manny put in his work. Manny did the legwork. So did I. And we'd get like... four people, and it's like, dude, like all these resources exhausted, and it's for nothing. So it was a fucking hardcore like reality check, slap in the face. So for me personally to do another zombie movie, I'd have to have like
super motivation.
I'd have to have super support from people that like are like 100% down. Other than that, it's like a waste of time because we've been there, we've done that, and nobody cares.
So, Nate, have you liked the local programming page yet?
Yeah, go like the page.
Then it's only 93 more
support,
to go.
Support the page.
What is it called?
Local programming.
Local programming, man. That's what the show's called.
I thought that was it.
Local programming, yeah. No, then there's the Dash, the Carnage episode.
I haven't seen.
That's what the name of the episode's called.
Yeah, isn't it the cheetah episode?
No, the Cheetah Man is like our...
mascot.
It's like our religion.
We live by that. We die by that.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Mr. Local Programming.
Yeah, Mr. Local Programming
who's
is
living in
guy.
A fucking plastic bag somewhere.
He's
I
like
think.
Our mascot.
Right?
Yeah, so he doesn't get dirty.
Oh, okay.
I don't want him to get all gross.
Yeah. don't want anybody pissing on him or...
It's crazy, though. For getting him at the swap meet, he was in great condition. It's like somebody took care of him, honestly.
Is that the little guy that was on the table at the...
Yeah, on the
YouTube video?
Oh, it's
video?
A swole-ass dude. Hey, yeah, he was in excellent condition with the surfboard.
With the surfboard and clothes, but I took his clothes off because, you know, who needs clothes? Not Max Steel, or should I say Mr. Local Programming.
I wonder what you were doing with him alone.
Checking off.
I thought so. Rubbing,
but he was still in
muscles.
The bag, though. I didn't want him to look.
You want him to appreciate in value.
It's like Toy Story, you know. I didn't want them to see.
He even fucks shit up in the snow. See?
Yeah.
Yep. That's a badass motherfucker.
You should probably post that.
Where
is
that
supposed to be? Johnny Cage?
No,
it looks like a Johnny Cage though, yeah, right? With the glasses.
You don't remember Max Steel?
Oh, yeah, I remember Max.
It's Max Steel.
Oh.
Just without clothes.
Let's see if Max Steel can withstand a fucking shotgun.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he can't.
Hey, Star Fox, you remember that?
Oh,
I found that bitch.
You found him or the video?
I found him. I went out there again shooting, and I found him out there, and like he was in my truck for like a year after that.
Oh, yeah, I was with you when we shot him.
Right?
Remember I shot him with a 22
Magnum?
Yeah,
we went back there like a year later, and I found him.
He was just laying there?
Yeah. No. I loaded him up. We threw him up in the back of my truck. We had like a bonfire. We left and we came back.
Oh, who's that?
Beastesses.
I was waiting for a reaction from
who's
him.
Who's that?
Friend of mine.
Who is
Ooh.
It?
Ooh.
Let Priscilla. Me smell your fingers.
Otherwise known as King DDD.
Looking Slothosaurus Rex.
She was on the show last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was a lot funnier than Travis. I was surprised.
Hey. Zing.
But anyways, guys. All right, so you plugged your Facebook or your YouTube, I mean. Manny, did you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Any closing thoughts, guys?
I need another
beer. Anything
you
guys want to say?
We definitely need to get a little more tipsy on this.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a little sad that you didn't have any brewskis and I ran out.
Sorry, well, I drank your other beer.
It's kind of a BYOB situation
cool.
here, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of a come at your own pace type of deal.
What's up, bro? When you want me to give you a Drake fade?
Drake fade?
I'm going to give you a Drake fade, man.
I'm good.
You'll be looking like Angel with that straight line.
Pizza.
But what was I going to say? No, next time we do this, I think it'd be fun if we did this a little more open, you know. We were a little more
inebriated.
Free.
Naked? What?
What?
Yeah, like Max Steel. We gotta follow Max Steel's example.
What?
And Max Steel, we trust. You
Roman candle fight? What?
Do this. Yes. Now you're talking.
Can I wear an adult diaper?
You can wear nothing.
Oh, God. Oh yeah.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Hope you guys had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Well, Manny.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you guys on again.
Yeah. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Yeah. In the near future. All right. Well, local programming podcast signing out.
Any other business we need to do? No.
Shout outs.
No, thank you.
Everybody Nobody. Listening. Thank you.
Shit. Nobody owes us money.
I ain't giving thank no shout
Anthony.
Outs.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Destiny. Thank you, everybody, man. You guys are good. Thank you for the support, the donations, everything. We appreciate everybody's companionship, viewership, listenership.
Rate, comment, and subscribe, and share it with your friends.
Feel free to donate.
Make sure you share the page so that we can get to 200 likes so that Marcelo has to make a zombie movie.
Yeah.
If you
get to 200 likes, I'll make a zombie movie.
And do it quick so that the weather's still nice when he has to do it.
Yeah, if we don't get to 200 by like May, let's say cutoff date is May, April.
Yeah. April?
Then, it starts getting hot in April.
Yeah.
Like
it's gonna be an indoor zombie movie.
When you're shooting a zombie movie.
I know, but I'm talking like that's like the absolutely last fucking month.
No, we want to meet that 200
quota. If April Fool's comes around and we haven't got there,
we're not
it's
look
over.
Like a fool.
Well, it could be an indoor zombie movie.
Yeah, where at?
I always wanted to use your house, to be honest.
But we gotta do it like within the next week. So, hey, dodgeball tournament, we gotta do that shit real soon.
We should do it in the house.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes.
Right, Nate? Would you be down for indoor dodgeball? Like hide-and-go-seek hybrid?
Yeah, because I might have a chance at that. Are the lights out?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone has flashlights.
Yeah, and we'll get some like glow-in-the-dark balls. Oh, that'd be fucking sick. You just see a fucking
glowing ball hit
glowing
your face.
Glowing ball flying at your face at like 10 miles an hour.
Gordo man. Love that.
Or how fast you guys can throw it. 10
miles an hour?
Gordo likes balls going at his face.
At 10 miles an hour.
Gordo fucking outwalks it at 10 miles an hour.
I need to be able to see it coming and glowing.
Please.
And radiating. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. See y'all next time.
Right. Sorry, dickhead, huh?
On Fupa Films live. Fupa Films tonight.
Fupa Films 360.
Fufa?
Fupa Films.
FIFA Films.
Yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
58928 out. Ow!